Okay, the Gemara on Zayin Amud Aleph goes through three Maisin, and I'd like to go through them, starting from the bottom of Avam Adays. Hanu Beitrei. Gemara here brings what to everybody is a Chiddush Atzum. Now, Hanu Beitrei, you have two people, they have a diary that were living, they lived in a two-story building. But each person owned his apartment. The upstairs owned his, and the bottom owned his. And in those days, the halacha was, the mamish, what you owned was yours, and the downstairs was the downstairs. If there was a leak in the roof, only the top person paid for it. If there was something wrong with the floor, so the bottom person paid for it. Each person was the owner of his chelik of the binyan. Itfar tatoi. The bottom floor started to sink somehow into the ground. Amalei tatoi leiloi tovid nivne. So the bottom person told the top one, let's rebuild this building because it's my apartment is not what it used to be. It's getting lower. Avalei ano shafia koda irna. He says, I have no problem. I'm living in the top and I have no problem. Amalei is tirei ano avne. He offered that he's going to pay for the entire cost. He said, you're right, your apartment is good. Mine is no good. So I'll pay for knocking it down and rebuilding it. Omar Leslie Tuchta Lamedaba. Where am I going to live while you rebuild it? Amalei ano egaloch tuchta. He said, I'll rent the place for you. Amalei loy terichna. He said that moving is a big tircha, moving in and out. I don't want to bother. Amalei loy komistali, but I can't live underneath. So he told him, Shefa kresach v'oil, Shefa kresach upaik. Bend down and go in, bend down and go out. Amrav chama bedino kama akif. It's min adin that he could stop it. This is a chiddush. It sounds almost like kamsa bar kamsa, right? He keeps on telling him, I'll pay for this, I'll pay for that, and he still refuses. So he told him, bedino kama akif, that the top person is right. He's within the rights of his rights. He has an apartment, and you can't ruin my apartment. Bedino kama akif. His kind. I don't think Zafka's title was I can't get in. His title was it's not a comfortable place to live. The Shefa Kresach is not so much a taina. Well, he said it's possible to live there. Shefa Kresach, you can crawl in. Doesn't mean crawling. So still more than 10 tefachim. So I think the lashon is that he was bending down. You have to bend down in order to get in. Literally, Shefa Kresach sounds like crawl on your belly. But the idea here is that you have to bend down in order to get in. But it's still possible to live there. So it says the dino kama akiv. The door is lower. So it could be the house with a little more than 10, but the door is shaped literally. You had to crawl to get it. Okay. So it could be literally shaped like Christ. I think the Rishonim uses the lashon of bending. If I saw the lashon of Rishonim, but Achinami, the emphasis is it doesn't matter how he'll get in. The top person says, "None of my business. That's not my yisik." And the Gemara's chiddush is that he's right. The top person is right. He can say, "My apartment is good, so you can't do anything to my apartment." The Gemara says once it goes down to under 10 tefachim, so now the top person is not living in an aliyah anymore, he's living in a bayis. For that, he has no right. You have no right to live in the bayis. Our agreement is you live in the aliyah. Once you come to within 10, so you're already living in the bayis. So then, you're going to be stuck. Then everybody agrees that you have to break it. And hanimili delay astul gavi adadi, aval astul gavi adadi, sasri your body. If they made it tonight, then sasri your body. But chayrat pshita. But akoponim, the ikachidish is the story. The story itself, which again goes against the grain of what we would think is right. It's not right. The top person should say vaytarichna. The other one's willing to pay. But the halachi is that he has a right to do it. It's his house. He has a right to do it. The Yad Ramah says that the chiddush of the sugya is that the top person has to have a taina. He has to have something to say. If he says like tarichna, or he says lastly tuchtolameder, he has tainus, then you don't break the body. You don't break the house. If he would have no taina at all, if he has no good explanation of why he doesn't want, then the bottom person can force the top person to break down the whole building and to rebuild it. He could force him. We have to choose our imagination. Think what would be a case where he has no taina. I guess you could have a case if the top apartment is being used to store things. It's used as a storage place for wood. So the bottom person will say, "I'll be my triach. I'll carry out all the wood. I'll rebuild it and I'll put it back." So the Yad Ramah says that in such a case where the top person really has no taina, it's a case of zenehen of his elafaser. So the bottom person is nehena by knocking down the building, and the top person doesn't lose anything. And zenehen of his elafaser, so kaisen amida sedayim. So then we could force him to agree. And that's the pshat in the Gemara, that every time he had the answer, I'm a lay like terichna. It's a bother. If you wouldn't have a tain of lay terichna, so kaifin amida sedayim, you could force him to agree to break the building. Now this is a chiddush, because this is not a normal kaifin amida sedayim. Say Rav Ruvain and Rav Nachum and the Shir Reb Shmuel all point out that this is not a normal Kaifan Amida Sedayim. What's Kaifan Amida Sedayim? It's after the story. I already slept in your house, and now you want to charge me. The same pay me for the night. So I tell you, Zenanev is Alechasa is Patu. It's not Patu. That is the typical case of Zenanev is Alechasa and Shas. Where something already happened. And now the question is, do you have to pay for it? Do you have to pay out a makif and a nikif? He built a fence, so he wants to charge you for the fence. So if it's a case of zenehen of his alechasa, you can't charge me. To say lechatchila, zenehen of his alechasa, I'm allowed to go and take your thing, that's a tremendous chiddush. That zenehen of his alechasa, I'm allowed to go lechatchila and take, that's a chiddush. Api Pashtus, that's the chiddush of the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah holds Zenehen of Zelechasa is even that l'chatchila you could go and take something. And that's what Rav Ruvain names on. He brings some sefer that Nachinami. The Yad Ramah is saying that Zenehen of Zelechasa you could go l'chatchila like this shita and go l'chatchila and take from someone. Now it's not like Tosis and Bava Kama. Tosis and Bava Kama, the Chacham of the Beis, says you can't force lechatchila. I want to go in your house. I'm telling you, Zenev Zalchasa, I want to park in your driveway. You're away for the summer. I tell you, Zenev Zalchasa, I want to park in your driveway. And you say no, I don't give you permission. So the Yad Ramah is saying I could force you. I could go in and park. And Tosis in Bava Kama, Chacham of the Beis, says that you cannot. If he says no, you can't do it. If you did it, you don't have to pay. But if he stops you, you can't go to Chachalah and do it. This is Machlaikis, it appears here. I know for some reason Reb Nachum is not happy with this. Reb Nachum holds that this Yad Ramah is too much of a chiddush. You can force somebody in the first place, on Kaifan Amidah Sedayim. Nachla. He's not happy with it. So he says a pshat in the Adrama. You'll tell me if you're happier with his pshat or with the way the Chassam Sofer learns. He says, really, you can't force somebody to chatchila. If he says, don't park in my driveway, you can't go to chatchila and be kai for him on Midas Sadaim. His taka, what he's doing is Midas Sadaim, but you can't do anything with that. Our Gemara, if you wouldn't have a taina, then you could knock down the building. Yad Ramah says he could knock down the building. So listen to what Rav Nachum says. Rav Nachum says our Gemara is different. I can't do anything to you because of Midas Sadaim. I can't lechatchila go and take something of yours. In our Gemara, what is the bottom perhaps? What does he want to do? What does the person at the bottom want to do? He wants to knock down his walls. They're his walls. Just when he knocks down his walls, what's going to happen? The upstairs is going to fall. He's saying, when Nachum says, the bottom person saying, I'm not taking anything of yours. I want to knock down my walls. My walls are falling. I want to knock them down. Memela, your building is going to fall. I'm not destroying your building. Just, I have a shibut. The bottom person has a shibut to hold up the top. So it's true. The bottom person has a shibut. Zenehenev is alei chaser. If it would be a case of Zenehenev is alei chaser, then he would be allowed to do his thing, knock down his own walls. Even though it's going to cause the top person to break, but if there's no hefsid, so what's the difference? So you hear what Nachum is saying? Normally, Zenehenev is alei chaser, you cannot go lechatchila and break somebody else's thing. But Agamari, you're not breaking someone else's thing, you're breaking your thing. But maybe his thing is falling down. Here, if it will be Zenev is alei chaser, he'd be allowed to do it. It's a grama, which is no hefsid. It will be like chaser. So I'm just doing a grama, that's no hefsid. But that's not a head. From here, you can learn a heter that I'm allowed to go into your house and take things. Zenev is alei chaser. Can't learn from one to the other, one to the next. So that's a shibud. Part of the agreement of the shutfis in the first place is I'm a shubit to hold up your house. That's part of the dinim of habayis v'aliyah. That the bottom, just like the top person, if there's a leak in the roof. So the top person can't say, I don't care, it's leaking to me, I don't mind. It's going to you, tough. Can't say that. He has a shibut to fix the roof. Same thing, the bottom person has a shibut to hold up the top floor. But so he's up to Rav Nachum, that's only when the other person's a chaser, not if he wouldn't be a chaser. So I don't know if we need to come on to Rav Nachum, because the fact is, when we learned Bava Kama, we found Rishayim that hold. Not like Tosis and Bava Kama, even though Halach is like Tosis and Bava Kama. But we found Rishayim that said, Zenehenev is alei chaser, allowed to go to Chatchila and be mafsidi and take your hanof from the other person. We were Rishayim that held that way. So it could be the Adramas from those Rishayim. It's not so shver. Nachum is has a shita that he doesn't agree with it. But Al Kapanim, that's the way the Adrama learns the Chiddush of this Gemara. So the Chiddush in two directions. The Chiddush is, he could say, like Tarich, I don't want to bother. And he's in his rights, the top person. And there's a Chiddush reverse, that if he doesn't have a Taina of like Tarich, if he has no Taina, then he won't, if he has no Taina, so then he has to let the other person break the house. That's how the Adrama learns the Gemara. Now, from this Gemara, the Chayra, we can try to understand. There's another halacha. There's a Mordechai here on this Gemara. I'll read you the Mordechai after. Mordechai brings into this Gemara the following nidah. Just before we see the Mordechai, I want to tell you about Sif and Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, this Gemara, Bayis Aliyah, with the house sinking, is one very specific case. From here, we can learn to a more general case. Let's say I'm a landlord and I rent you a house. I rent you a place to live. And the house falls down. I have a contract with you that I'm going to rent you a house for a year. And by your stam, I don't say by your zeh. I say by your stam, I'm renting you a house for a year, providing you a house today. Before people rent apartments, they look at it and they want to see if they like it. I says it wasn't that day. People would sign contracts that you're renting me a bias. So you give me a bias, and I'm living there for a while, for 6 months, and the house falls down. So Shulchan Aruch says that the landlord is mechuyev to still honor his contract, even though maybe prices changed, he wants to back out. But no, he's mechuyev, he said he'll rent him a bias for a year. If the house collapses after 6 months, he has two choices. Either he could put it back up, or he could give him a different apartment in which he's going to live. Sapta Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Yud Bei, Sifri Zayin, he could give him a second apartment, even if the second apartment is inferior to the first. The second apartment is not as nice, it's a little smaller than the first one. As long as it's a bias, the way his original contract called for, he has to give him a bias, it's fine. Even if it's smaller, he can give it to him, because what did he do? He made a contract, I'll give you a bias. So he gave him a nicer house. Now it fell down, he can give him an inferior house. And that's what he said in Shulchan Aruch, that he's entitled to do that. Zakti Ramah, you shouldn't think that he could do this any time, move him out of a big apartment into a smaller apartment. That's only if the house fell down. But kozman shaloi nofal abayis, eina yachol haitziyai, to litin lo bayis kot. But if not, he can't make him change apartments. As I stated in the Ramah. What's the chiddush in the Ramah? Okay, the Ramah says that if the house didn't fall down, he's still in the apartment. He has no right, the landlord has no right to tell the tenant, move out of this apartment and go into a smaller one. Because he can't move him into a smaller one, only nafal abayis, not loy nafal abayis. Any problem with the Ramah? What? He's saying if there was no change to the apartment. The Ramah says if there was no change, so you can't make him move into a smaller apartment. Anything Shera with that? See, what Shera is not what the Ramah says, it's what the Ramah doesn't say. What does the Ramah say? You're living in an apartment. He says, nothing happened. The house didn't break. Nothing fell. Dr. Ramah, you cannot force him to move into a smaller apartment. Vice versa, you could force him to move into another apartment of the same size or a bigger apartment. That's what the Nesida says, vice versa in this Ramah, that if I rent you an apartment, and you're renting it for a year, in the middle of the year, I tell you, I want you to move into a different apartment. I want to fix up this apartment. Move into a different one. So Ramah is saying, I can't tell you to go into a smaller one. But vice versa, to make you go into another one of the same size, I could force you. That's what it seems.
But has it been terrified?
So the point is, our Gemara says, Agamara says that it's called chaser. Agamara says to move out of an apartment is a techa. Agamara says, I can tell you it's a chaser for me. They can't force me to move out. And the Ramah seems to stenemon for a pashtus. He's saying, you can't make a move to a smaller apartment. I says, to make a move into another apartment, you could. Huh? What?
Right here. give the person what it says in the contract. Every month he's in an apartment. That's what the contract says. So the contract doesn't say, I'm not going to give him derecha. Mashainkin over here, we have two houses. I own my house. You can't cause me a derecha.
See, here also, I agreed to rent an apartment from you.
You didn't agree. So every month you're going to have an apartment. You agreed to live in apartments.
So I make you move every month. I can make you move every month. So that tircha is not, so I'm tining that you're chasing me. So you're saying.
Right, but I'm chasing, but you have no contract that I can't be chasing. Or you have a contract that I have to give you a house every month. I'm giving you a house every month.
This case is by them.
What?
This case is not by them anymore.
Shnei Achim Shechalku is by Izeh. Still, the idea that a tircha is a tircha should be the same. The idea that you're being mafsid me by being matriach me, that idea should still be the same idea. Take a look at the Mordechai. The Mordechai is on the first page of the Mordechai. On the second side of the Mordechai. It starts on right at the page after the Rif ends. The Mordechai is Tuf Ayin Beis. It's about a dozen lines down, the first column on page Pei Dalet. Mordechai seems to be the opposite of this Ramah. B'chein Adin, where it says Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. So the block letter is Tuf Ayin Beis towards the end of the line. But he says, B'chein Adin, B'mascha Bayis L'chaveire L'zman Kotzuv. If you rent a house to someone for a set period of time, U'b'zayich Hazman Rotzal L'vnoisei. And during the lease, the landlord wants to build it. You cannot force the seicher to go out. Even to a better apartment. We ask him to please move out. You can't tell him I'm going to send workers into your apartment to work there. So it sounds to me like this Mordechai is the opposite of the Ramah. Of the Ramah within the Seder Zadik. This Mordechai, I don't know, well, at least one of the Achronim compares the Ramah to the Mordechai. Mordechai seems to be the opposite. What does he mean? How do you see from our Gemara how do you see that from our Gemara? Only from Katerichna. I'm only like Katerichna. It sounds like the opposite. He's saying that you can't force them to move out. So I know the Nesivis does not bring this Mordechai. He's Matmiya al Pisvara. He says it's not mistaver that if someone rents an apartment, that the landlord could tell him every day, move out every day. That's not, people don't rent apartments for that. It's understood. Someone rents an apartment, he wants to live there straight. So Nesivis writes, you should see his Lashon. He writes a Lashon, what should I do? The Ramon de Shach say it. I can't argue with them. So he says, okay, maybe you could do it once in the year. That's what he says. So maybe one time you could do it. And the Ramah meant one time. I don't understand why one time is better than 10 times. But he seems to say, I'm stuck. After the Kabbalah, it's a Ramah and a Shach that say this. So I'm stuck. So okay. I think the Shach says that even by Yizeh, you could move him out, which is a big impediment. What's the Mordechai is talking about by Yizeh? What's the cost? If you live in an apartment house and it's telling you to move to the apartment next door. So it's just a schlep. It could be that case, that you have to hire a truck and it's a vehicle. What's your name? So Rav Moshe has a shayla, Nigris Moshe, Simen Ayin Gimel. Someone who owns a number of stores, storefronts, has a contract with someone to provide a store for him. To provide for him a store at a certain price. So it seems the father and son were in the real estate business together. The father signed a lease with someone to rent the store. And at the same time, the son had already sold that storefront. So by the time he signed the lease, it was sold. So the landlord, the father, is telling the renter, the tenant, that I'll give you a different store of equal value, a different storefront of equal value. And I want you to take that one. I have a contract. You're obligated to the contract. So I'd like to switch it for a different storefront. So the question is, can he force him to do it? And that's the case of Bayezeh. He rented a specific storefront. He's telling him a different one. Now the ma'aseh that Rav Moshe brings is the other person wanted out of the contract. Because in the time, the real estate prices went down. And he could get it cheaper somewhere else. So he wanted to get out of the contract. The landlord is saying, I'll give you a different house that's just as good. So Rav Moshe says to Makairis that he could force him to take a different storefront. One is the Ramah and one is the Mordechai.
That's fine.
Because he has a contract to rent from him a store. A storefront. So if he has a contract to rent, so he'll give him a storefront. So he won't give him this one. Even though it's specified. Even though it's by his van. It's giving him at least as good. Either bigger or equal. So Rav Moshe writes that he told him it's okay for two reasons. First of all, our Mordechai. Now, 1 minute. What did the Mordechai say? The Mordechai said the opposite. Our Mordechai says the reverse. Says he can't. Says 1 minute. Our Mordechai is on our Gemara. Sukkur Moshe. What is the Mordechai doing in this Gemara? Well, our Gemara is not talking about renting. The Mordechai is saying the only reason I can't switch apartments on you is because you katayna katarichna. It's a tircha to move. So Rav Moshe Weistois, that's only if you moved in already. If you moved in already, you have a tayna katarichna, it's a tircha for me to move somewhere else. But in this case, where he didn't move in yet, he didn't live there yet. So Rav Moshe, if you don't have a tayna katarichna, then you could switch apartments on him. Like the Yad Ramah, he doesn't bring the Yad Ramah, but like the Yad Ramah says, that if there's no chaser, then you could force him. Here also, Zakhar Moshe, there's no chaser. He's medayik in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is medayik from Agimara because Amalei like Katarichna. I say I don't want to bother moving. Zakhar Moshe, vice dice if there's no moving involved. Because he didn't go into the first one yet. Then I'm allowed to switch apartments on you. Even, so Rav Moshe saying, even a chatzila. Now, Rav Moshe doesn't go into Zenehne Vizalei Chaser. He doesn't discuss it. He's not Meshubba to the Yad Ramah's Pshat the Gemara. And he's saying that the Mordechai Lamaisa learns from this Gemara that you can't switch it. Like that's all you could. Maybe only B'di'evet. What does B'di'evet mean? What? Well, it's B'di'evet because he already signed the contract. There's no other B'di'evet. The other B'di'evet, he moved already. If he moved already, he moved already. I mean, what would be the shayla? If he did go into it, whether he could charge him, then there would be no shayla.
Sorry, I think store B is there. I want to use store A in myself, but I also would be willing to take store A for a bigger price.
So that's what Rav Moshe is saying, that you can force him. But you can force him. I mean, this is a bigger deal, but it was sold already, store A. So we could clarify. Rav Moshe would have said it in such a case like you're saying. But at least in this case, where it's not available, So Rav Moshe is saying is there's no kotar yechna, I can make you go out. And he's learning it from the Mordechai again. He's learning the Mordechai like a lamdin. If you read the words of the Mordechai, Mordechai is machmir. He says you can't make him move. Rav Moshe is saying that's only because of kotar yechna. There's no tie of kotar yechna, so you could make him move. That's number one. And number two, the Rama. The Ramah says he can't make a move to a smaller one. And the Shah says it's even talking by Bayezer. So if it's even talking by Bayezer, so then this is mamish the case of the Ramah, the way the Shah explains it. So that was Ramosh's psak. He's bringing the Ramah and the Mardukai together in this case, that in a case where there's no Tercha, everyone agrees. So he writes that after he passed in this way, his father tied it to him that the Ktsais argues with the Shach. The Shach says, by Bayezah, you can make him move. And the Ktsais argues, the Ktsais says, no. By Bayezah, you can't make him move. So the Ktsais says, you can't make him move. So Rav Moshe answers, and if I understand correctly, he says the following. He brings it from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What's the tzad that you can't move? What's the tzad that if you tell me one house or one apartment, I shouldn't be able to go to a second one? Bayezah. Why is Bayezah different than Bayezah? I rent a specific apartment. Now you want to change me. So I say, no, I said this one. Why is Bayezah different? Only because I have a right to say I wanted that one because it has a certain benefit. It has a certain milo. Now, maybe the whole world doesn't consider it a milo, but if I said Bayezah, I consider it a milo. I want a storefront after in this location. I think it's the best location. Or maybe it's easy for me to bring things from my house. Bayezah only works if you have a taina. So, if the person has no taina, why does he want to go to the second storefront? He doesn't have a reason. If he doesn't have a reason to say that Harishon Vayechli, that the first one is better, so such a Moshe, then you could force him. Bayezah is meaningless. Bayezah is only meaningful if I have a taina, why dafka this one and not the other one? I have an explanation. This one's closer to the train, or this one's closer to the delivery. I have to have some explanation. Even if the belt doesn't consider it an explanation. But I have a right. I consider it an explanation. I want it. Here in Ramesh's case, the only reason he wanted to back out is he said real estate prices went down, so I want to switch. You're not saying that this place is inferior to the other place. So if Ramesh without a taina, if there's no taina, then you can't switch. You can't stay, even when you have a right to say I don't want to switch. But you can't say I don't want to switch unless you have an explanation. I don't like the color of the paint.
I can always find a time.
You can always find a time. Apparently, in Ramesh's case, he didn't. If he would tell him, listen, if you have a time, then you'll win, I'm sure he would have come up with a time. But he didn't tell him that. They had that desire and they left. So Ramesh just said, you didn't say any reason why that second apartment is worse than the first. So the second storefront is worse than the first. So Mimela's affirmation, the spy is there, is meaningless. And Mimela, you go back to the Ikaradin. Without a taina, you have to agree to a switch. You have to agree to be able to switch if it's no taina. That's where Moshe's decide to say that his psak is correct, even like the Ktsais. I was thinking that maybe we could use Ramesh's Nakuda, that you have to have a taina. He answered the Nesivus' complaint on the Ramah. What did the Ramah say? That you can't force a tenant to move to a smaller apartment. That's what Ramah said. Ramah said you cannot force a tenant to move to a smaller apartment. So Nesivus says, what? That means to an equal apartment you could force him to move. Not Mustaver, why could you force him to move to an equal apartment? So we asked that the Gemara says, Amalei like a Terechna, a person would say, I don't want to bother. Maybe in Achinami, Ramah be Maida. If a person says like Katerichna, if a person gives a reason why he doesn't want to move, he's a chaser. So you can't force him to move. Ramah is Maida. We're talking in a case where he has no explanation why he doesn't want to move. So Ramah says, if he tidies it smaller, that's good enough. The other one's smaller, that's a good tie. The other one's equal. So he has no tie. Maybe in a chinami, if he tidies like a tarichna, I don't want to bother. So maybe in a chinami. He tidies like a tarichna, maybe they're in Ramah be maida. But like Ramesh says, he has to tie it. Now Ramesh is talking in one case, he's talking about Bayez there. He says you have to have a tie. But maybe the Ramah holds that Pshat Nagamar is, if you say like Kotarichna, then it's a taina. If you don't say it, then it's not a taina. Stama say you don't want to move, that's not a taina. So Akoponim, this is a sugya that comes out, at least from the Mordechai, comes out from Agamara. It's interesting how Ramosh ignores the differences between the Mordechai and the Ramah. He's not coming to teach us the Mordechai, he's coming to teach Paskin and Shiloh. In his shaylah, there's no real difference. So this is the first ma'isa. Let's move on to the first. Let's finish this one. The Gemara says, "Ki asnu b'hadi adadi akama." If they made it tanai, stomach. They made it tanai that if it sinks, then we're going to rebuild. Akama, how much is considered sinking? Amar Rabbana, kamei de Rabba, mishmei de Marzutrim, de Reid Rav Nachman, domer mishmei de Rav Nachman, kaisa shoshaninu. Rumai kechati arkai v'kechati rachbai. Now you learned this Gemara. I hope that you realize that this is not doesn't stem with the way we live nowadays. The Gemara says rumai, the height of a room, a normal room, is equal to chati arkai v'chati rachbai, half the length and half the width. In other words, if you have a room that's 40 by 20, so that's 60, then the height would be 30. The height would be 30 feet. You know, I don't think we live that way. We don't have apartments, we don't have rooms that have those kind of, that kind of a dimension. That's that high. Our rooms are nothing like that. I don't know how big this room is, but if this room is 18 feet wide and 18 feet long, so that means that it would be the ceiling would be 18 feet high. The ceilings by us are all not more than 10 feet high. Right. So, we don't have that. Right. We were in high school, you want to see if you could jump and touch the rim. If you tried to jump and touch the ceiling. Right. You didn't do that? Alright, anyway, there are no ceilings. The ceilings are not more than 10 feet high. So apparently this was the derech in the time of the Gemara. I don't know why. I'm surmising that in their day, in the time of the Gemara, they used to burn wood in the apartments. If you wanted to cook, you burn wood or hay. You needed heat, you had a fire. So it could be that even though they had chimneys, but it was more shviach that there was smoke in an apartment. Maybe that's why they had higher ceilings. I don't know what.
They had smaller.
Yeah, but small apartments means they had a room this size, that was the whole apartment. But it was still a room this size, it wasn't the... Right? What? I don't know, Rashi brings him a car from a pasuk, it's very funny. Rashi brings that the heichal was that way. It's not a halacha that you have to say it's the heichal, but it's regular double. Anyway, Rumei Chatzi Arkei Chatzi Rach by Amalu Rabba. That's silly. Lavamina Lachula Tislu Beit Buki Sviki Rav Nachman. Don't say empty things in the name of Rav Nachman. Hachi Amar Rav Nachman. Ki Didairi Inchi. It has to be the way people normally live. The Kama Amar Rav Lidabrei the Yeshua. Keichi Da Ayil Isuraisa the Machuzah Vahada. If you have to bring in a big bundle, picture someone carrying a bundle of bamboo sticks or something like that. If you have to move around in the room, that's the size. The height should be higher than that. Okay, end of the first story. This is the story of the sinking building and the chiddush of the Gemara. Second ma'ase. Ahu gavra davabani ashisa achure kivi dechavre. There was a person building a wall blocking the windows of his chaver. Amalei kama palta olai. You're darkening my house. Since I use the light from this window to see, and you're going to build a wall opposite, so you're going to darken my room. Omalei, so he told him, Sachar alachacha, I'll block this window, Vavdina lachakivi la'el mishisai, and instead I'll make you a window higher up, so that you still have light. Omalei, kamaris li lishisai, it's not good for my wall. You know, stop banging my wall, it's not good for my wall. Omalei, sasarna loch la shisach, aduchta de kivi. Ubenina la, bavidina loch la kivi, bivinyana la el meshisai. I'll knock down the top of the wall. I'll rebuild it with a window. Omalei, ashisa metatoi atika. Omalei, el chadata, like Haibun. You have a wall, the bottom is new and the top is old. Such a wall doesn't stand. Omalei, sasarna la adla ara, ubenina la, bavidina loch kivi begava. I'm willing to knock down the whole wall and rebuild the whole wall, and I'll make windows higher up. I'm going to have a house with three old walls and one new wall. It doesn't stand. I'm willing to knock down your whole house and rebuild it for you and make your windows high up. And where am I going to live? Amalei, yirna l'chaduchta, I'll rent you a place. Amalei, lo tarichna, I don't want to bother. Again, it sounds like Kamsa by Kamsa, the same story. He's begging him, he's willing to pay and pay and pay for more and more. And he says, lo tarichna, you get a new house, I still don't want to bother. Amar avchana b'din kama akiv. He's right. Not in the derech ha-musar, he's not right, but in the derech ha-halacha, he's right. It's his place, you can't force him. Why is this a bigger chiddush than the previous story? It's the same chiddush as the top floor and the bottom floor. Hasulamali. How come Hashmolam? Now listen to this. Even though he's only using this not to live in, he's only using it as a storage place for his wood and his hay. Still, he doesn't even live there. So still, he could say that I don't want to do this. I don't want to be Mishal. So, tremendous chiddush. I guess the mussar of this Gemara, I mean, the Gemara says there's no additional chiddush than the previous. But the chiddush of the Gemara is that he can, if something is yours, so you have a right, even if it's not reasonable. If something is mine, I wanted to have an unreasonable thing I want to do with it, you can't force me to do it different. That's the end of the second story. Third story. Hanu Bei Trei Achi. To rebuild the whole house. The Rosh says that once he could force him, they have to split the new house totally. I think because that's the part of the conditions of the building. The way I understand the first Gemara when it goes on to 10, the Achrayim have a hard time. They try to understand what does it mean if the top one goes within 10. Why does that matter? The way I understand what they're saying is that the agreement is I live in the Aliyah and you live in the Bayis. When my Aliyah goes under 10, I'm not living in the Aliyah anymore. I'm living in the Bayis. So once I'm living in the Bayis, you have a tree on me. I have no right to live in the Bayis. That's the way I would understand the argument. Okay, so these are the two stories. Even though it's a big piece of Gemara, I assume you'll all either have gone through it or will go through it quickly. The Gemara brings one more Maisen. Again, it's an Arichas in the Gemara, the whole rest of the Amid. I don't know if you learned it yet, so let's learn it together. And I'll tell you what the Kudus of the next Maisa are, and then tomorrow we'll go into it more. Hanu Bei Trei Achi, the Palgi Bahadi Adadi. These were two brothers, their father died, and they're coming to make a chalukah of the father's estate. Part of the estate was a house, and a large open area in front of the house. A large courtyard. Not a chatzar, which would service the house, but an open piece of land. Hanu Bei Trei Achi, the Palgi Behadi Adadi, Chad Matya Aspalida, One took the house. Rashi says it was a nice house. I don't know why it's important. Rashi, I guess, is teaching us the leader. He's a nice house. And the other one took the tarbitza, took the garden area, which was adjacent to the house. So what's the shaila? Ozalahu de matya tarbitza v'kabani ashisa apuma despalida. The person went, he didn't buy this garden to use as a garden, he wanted to build there. So he went to put up a building, and he put his wall right adjacent to this aspalida, to this fancy house. Amalei kama palta alai. He says, you're darkening my house. Amalei bididika benina. What's your business? I'm building in my place. And I'm allowed to build in my place. Amrav chama bedin ka'amala. He's right. Now, obviously, this is a tremendous chiddush. We assume that you can't block someone's light, someone's window. How here could he block his window? So, the pashup shat, if you hold, like Rashi says, if you hold, you need a chazak of 3 years, if you have a window. So the Gemara is saying here that there's no chazak of 3 years, even though the window was there ready for 3 years, and it gave light for 3 years, the way the house stood till now. Afal pi kein, that's not called a chazaka, even though it was there for 3 years, and nothing doing, you can't stop it. Now, this we're going to deal with in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow, the arichus of how it should work by shutfim, or brothers, that divide, do you carry over a chazaka or not? I have to tell you, the rest of this amid is sort of an aside. The main is the first line of the Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us the chiddush, that of this Gemara, that Achim Shachalku Ein Lahem Zeh Alzeh Chaloinis, which is the chiddush of this Gemara. But first is the Zaitiga Machloikis here, Rashi and Taisis, an explanation of the story. I touch this story like Rashi, that he was telling him, you're darkening my house, and he was saying, B'didika Benina, it's a question of darkening the house. Rabbeinu Tam learns different. Rabbeinu Tam says it can't be. You can't darken someone's house. It was a shaila of the view from the window of the Ispalida. The person who was looking out of the Ispalida was able to see his sadas. He had fields in which workers were working. It was very convenient for him. He didn't have to go there to see if they're working. He could look out of his window and see, are they working there? And now his brother is going, putting up a house, blocking his view. So if he's blocking his view, that's his taina. You're not allowed to block my view. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, I think in Tosfos, this is the shayla. Now, Perek Beis, Perek LeYachbar, talks about Niske Shcheinim. Talks about when Shcheinim could do things that hurt each other. When Al Nizik LaAchik Asasmei, when Al Amazik. Today, people have shaylas about blocking a view. So somebody builds a house and he has a view of the Harabayas, or he has a view of a river, of the woods. He has a beautiful view. And then Trump comes along and he puts up a 100-story building. He blocks everyone's view. You drive down the west side, you'll see a bunch of Trump buildings. They block the rest of Manhattan. Can't see the river anymore. Right? So they're tiny. You're blocking my view. Is that a tiny or not? There's no marker in the whole Perek LeYachbar, in this case Shteinen, about blocking a view. The only marker for the Shaila, whether blocking a view is a Tviya or not a Tviya, is this Tosfos, this Rabbeinu Tam, who talks about blocking the view. And so we'll have to figure out how it plays itself out in our Gemara, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, how it works out. L'chayre, he says, B'didika B'nina. Our Gemara is saying that blocking view is not a taina. That's what it seems to say. That the Dina Kamale, you could tell it to him. But we don't really know that until we see the end of the Gemara, how the Gemara fears ice. So that means Hashem will figure out tomorrow how the Gemara fears itself ice.